When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin risks lowest weekly close in 2 months, but Bitcoin buyers stock up at 53,000. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as on-chain analyst Willy Wu shares here, this one is called Whales, BTFD. And as Rec Capital shares, here's Bitcoin on the weekly time frame, now dipping below the green demand area. Bitcoin could still easily weekly close above the green box bottom, 55,800, which would require Bitcoin to confirm a break back into its wedge and structure, weekly close around the corner. And as the CEO of Celsius Network, Alex Mashinsky, shares here, I bought almost 10 million worth of Bitcoin and ETH at the current levels to add to my positions. We may see a retest of 53,000 for Bitcoin and 4K for ETH, but these should be short-term bottoms, with us going back to 70,000 from here. And this just in, breaking news, the Bank of England chief expresses concern over El Salvador's Bitcoin experiment. And Nayib Bukele responded, Bank of England is worried about El Salvador's adoption of Bitcoin? Really? I guess Bank of England's interest in the well-being of our people is genuine, right? I mean, they have always cared about our people, always. Gotta love the Bank of England. And last night he clapped back as well. I am really concerned about the Bank of England printing money out of thin air. Also in today's show, FTX Global CEO Sam Bankman-Fried says Solana has a real shot at becoming the next Bitcoin. Quoting the 29-year-old billionaire here, the projects that you see surviving the best are the ones which have huge, really loyal followers and the ones that have really important use cases. I think the ones that seem more like hype-driven often crash the hardest. Also in today's show, Bitcoin traders should pay very close attention to this price level amid crypto market pullback, according to on-chain analyst William Clemente. Also be sharing the latest Bitcoin price predictions from Celsius Network CEO Alex Mashinsky, who says $140,000 to $160,000 blow off top before the end of quarter two, 2022. And as Tech Dev shares here, $230,000 Bitcoin top remains his base case from mid-December to the end of January. And Mikhail Bende Pop, who says top of the bull around $250,000 in 2022, with the bottom of the bear around $60,000 in 2023. We'll also be checking out the latest in the crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin hovered around 54,000 this morning on November 28th as the upcoming weekly close shows signs of hitting two-month lows. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView followed a quiet 24 hours for Bitcoin after Friday's $6,000 red candle. And although quiet into Sunday, the pair nonetheless dipped below a major zone of support on the weekly timeframes, opening opening up the potential for its lowest end of the week level since late September. And for trader and crypto analyst Rhett Capital, 55,800 should be reclaimed to reverse this, something which could still easily occur, as he shared here on Crypto Twitter. Here's Bitcoin on the weekly time frame, now dipping below the green demand area. Bitcoin could still easily weekly close above the green box bottom at 55,800, which would require Bitcoin to confirm a break back into its wedging structure, weekly close around the corner. Now, such price action was still not enough to deter the bulls, with large volume entities from businesses to nation states buying the dip. And on Sunday, Alex Mashinsky, founder and CEO of crypto lending platform Celsius, confirmed that he had added to both his Bitcoin and Ether allocations. As he shared here on Crypto Twitter, "I bought almost $10 million worth of Bitcoin and ETH at the current levels to add to my positions. We may see a retest of 53,000 for Bitcoin and 4,000 for ETH, but these should be short-term bottoms with us going back to 70,000 from here." And Richard Hart, the CEO of Hex, responded, "I say deeper dip." And Illogic responded, "Boss, buy some Celsius too." And he responded, "I did, added $100,000 to my account." And this person responded, "No Omicron fears bringing down the markets." And Alex Mashinsky responded, "That is already priced in. The Fed will just print more money. If it does not hold 50,000, I will sell half as stop loss." So there you have it. Now, separate data compiled by on-chain analyst Willy Wu, shout out to Willy, meanwhile reinforced the interest in buying Bitcoin at the current levels, even excluding corporations and exchange-traded funds, better known as ETFs. Large volume buyers are in evidence this week, in contrast to the atmosphere after similar price dips in 2021. As Willy Wu shares here, this one is called Whales BTFD Entities Data by Glassnode, adjusted for exchange holdings, corporate treasuries, and ETFs by yours truly. So thus far this weekend has been nothing but corrections and sideways trading action. And as Cointelegraph reported, this inflicted immediate cold feet on both the crypto and traditional market sentiment, with the crypto greed and fear index returning to extreme fear territory. As you can see here, we're currently rated a 27 out of 100 in fear. And yesterday we dropped to as low as a 21 in extreme fear. Meanwhile, major altcoins thus showed no signs of a rebound as the weekend drew to a close. The top 10 cryptos by market cap firmly in the red on the weekly timeframes. And Ether managed to stay above the 4,000 mark on Sunday. Right here, you're looking at the Ethereum 1 hour candle chart. And before I break down next story of the day, Bank of England chief expresses concern over El Salvador's Bitcoin experiment, as well as FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried says Solana has a real shot at becoming the next Bitcoin, as well as Bitcoin traders should pay very close attention to this price level amid crypto market pullbacks, as on-chain analyst Will and Clemente, as well as I share the latest Bitcoin price predictions from some of my favorite analysts. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently correcting in the red, with Bitcoin down 1.3% for the day, trading just above $54,300. We touched a local low last night of around $53,700. We have Ether down 1%, trading just above $4,000. Solana down almost 4% for the day, trading at $190. Polkadot down almost 6%, trading at $33. Cardano down 4%, trading at $1.51. While Avalanche, Luna, and Mana are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day, shall we? Speaking at the Cambridge University Students Union on Thursday, Bank of England Chief Andrew Bailey expressed worry for the citizens of El Salvador following the country's adoption of Bitcoin as legal tender. Bailey said the move to adopt Bitcoin with a dual currency system was concerning, while also adding that volatility would impact most detrimentally. This isn't the first instance of Bailey warning of the dangers of cryptocurrency. Back in May, Bailey said that cryptocurrencies have no intrinsic value and that investors should be prepared to lose all of their money. Now, El Salvador had made history on September 7th as the first country in the world to accept Bitcoin as legal tender. Shout out to Nayib Bukele. However, the move had a greatly dividing opinion, with international legacy agencies such as the IMF and World Bank voicing their disapproval. But President Bukele remains committed to the cause, saying it will bring more jobs, financial inclusion, and foreign investment. And earlier in the week, El Salvador announced the big plans to build Bitcoin City at the base of the Conchaga volcano, located in the southeastern region of the country. Related to this is the issuance of $1 billion in Bitcoin-backed volcano bonds, which could provide development funds to the Central American country. And commenting on the plans, we had another FUD puppet, Graham Stock, senior sovereign analyst at Blue Bat Asset Management, said raising money through Bitcoin could discourage El Salvador from building sustainable spending policies. Stock added that El Salvador's Bitcoin experiment is an untested strategy and that there's every likelihood that the country will continue to need IMF support, quoting him here. Building the economy around crypto mining and attracting crypto businesses is an untested strategy, to put it mildly, and also expressing his skepticism over El Salvador's Bitcoin experiment. Bailey said it was concerning that a country would choose to go this route. He added he worries most for the citizens of El Salvador due to the volatile nature of Bitcoin, quoting him here. It concerns me that a country would choose it as its national currency. What would worry me most of all is, do the citizens of El Salvador understand the nature and volatility of the currency they have, and not dismissing digital currencies entirely? Bailey said that there's a strong case for them, however, only in the context of a stable currency, referring to CBDCs, just say no. And speaking on the day that Bitcoin became legal tender in El Salvador, Charles Hoskinson, the CEO of Cardano, framed the situation as a blow for the legacy agencies, adding that in many cases, these agencies are adversarial to everyday people, quoting him here. What this does is it legitimizes the belief that we should be in control of the money in our pocket, and we should be ultimately in control of how that money moves and who receives it. I agree 100%. Now check this out. Bitcoin's biggest nemesis. I asked this poll on crypto Twitter yesterday, IMF/World Bank, China, quantum computing, or the New World Order. And 36.2% of you said the IMF/World Bank. And speaking of the IMF and World Bank, in response to Nayib Bukele's tweet regarding the Bank of England, I responded, the Bank of England is such a bunch of what? Bitcoin will destroy our oppressors and their wicked fiat schemes. Just say no to their BS CBDCs. And as Nayib Bukele shared here, I'm really concerned about the Bank of England printing money out of thin air. That, my friend, is what you should be concerned about, not Bitcoin, you damn FUD puppets. And before I break down next story of the day, FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried says Solana has a real shot at becoming the next Bitcoin, as well as Bitcoin traders should pay very close attention to this price level amid crypto market pullbacks, as on-chain analyst Will and Clemente, as well as I break down the latest Bitcoin price predictions for some of my favorite analysts. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.5 trillion, with about $98 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and the current Bitcoin dominance is 41.9%, with the Ether dominance at 19.8%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have AMP leading the pack, up almost 20% for the day, trading at 7 cents, Basic Attention Token up 13% for the day and almost 60% for the week, trading at $1.70, and Kusama up 6.5%, trading at $353. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And I already shared the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, so now let's break down our next story of the day. The founder of the crypto exchange FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, believes Solana could become the next most dominant digital asset project. He added that Avalanche is another blockchain network that can climb to the top. And in a recent interview with Kitco News, the 29-year-old American billionaire shared his thoughts on the current crypto landscape. Asked if this was the last bull run in the sector, Bankman-Fried asserted there will always be crashes followed by price increases in the next 2 years. He expects to see substantial institutional adoption of cryptocurrencies, which will benefit the entire ecosystem. FTX's CEO did not rule out the possibility of experiencing a 2018-style bear market. Nonetheless, he thinks that the blockchain protocols with loyal supporters and important use cases would not vanish even in such harsh conditions. Hype-related projects such as meme coins are more likely to plummet. As he shared here, the projects that you see surviving the best are the ones which have huge, really loyal followers and the ones that have really important use cases. I think the ones that seem more like hype-driven often crash the hardest. He ain't telling no lies. Now, Bankman-Fried believes that Solana fits into the description of a meaningful project, outlining its ability to scale millions of transactions per second. And as such, it could become a key part of the financial network and even turn it into the new Bitcoin or Ethereum. Quoting him here, Solana has a real shot at doing so, which I think is really exciting. It is worth noting that Solana is not his only pick. He's also a believer in Avalanche, as he shares here. I think that there are other tokens out there as well that are aiming to scale a bit, and Avalanche is one of them. Let me know if you're bullish on Solana or Avalanche. Drop me a comment right down below. And in October, the Squid Game token became one of the most popular assets in the crypto space. Many people invested in it. The enthusiasm around it was so massive that at one point, it surged by 110,000% in just a matter of a few days. However, at the beginning of November, it got rug pulled by its creators and the price tanked by 99.99%. And according to Bankman-Fried, such shady projects will always exist in this space. He said people should never invest more than they are willing to lose. sage advice, and he pointed out the two major red flags on the Squid Saga. The creators of the token were not affiliated with the Netflix series, and they were anonymous. Quoting him here, if you don't know who that person is, and you have no trust in them, there's always going to be the risk of a rug pull. If they don't have any tokens and can't mint any more tokens, there's a lot less than they could do to potentially to gain value at the expense of the purchasers of that token. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin traders should pay very close attention to this price level amid crypto market pullbacks, as on-chain analysts Will and Clemente, as well as I break down the latest Bitcoin price predictions from some of my favorite analysts. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 990 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, I have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Popular on-chain analyst Will and Clemente, shout out to Will, says he's identified the new support level for Bitcoin after the crypto market's latest Novid-induced price drop. Clemente tells his 430,000 Twitter followers that $53,000 is the price level to keep an eye on, and it wouldn't surprise him to see the largest crypto asset by market cap tested at this support, as he has yet to see any sizable flushes. Quoting him here, COVID variant news isn't ideal, yet to see any sizable amount of liquidations or open interest flush, so a wick lower is very possible. However, short-term hodler cost basis, or what I've been calling the on-chain bull market support band, sits at $53,000, as you can see right here in this chart. Now, Bitcoin's currently trading just above $54,000 at the time of this recording, down 8.6% from its 24-hour high of $59,445. In a new Blockware Solutions Market Intelligence newsletter blog post, Clemente says spent output profit ratio data shows Bitcoin investors are not yet ready to start selling their tokens at a loss, a signal that the support band could hold. Now, the SOPR is an on-chain metric that indicates whether Bitcoin hodlers are selling at a profit or a loss. Clemente also notes that he's seeing a pattern where strong Bitcoin hodlers are absorbing selling pressure from the short-term hodlers. Quoting him here, there is a clear bullish divergence between illiquid supply shock ratio and price right now. Illiquid supply shock compares liquid entities which sell 50% of the Bitcoin that they take in, and highly liquid entities which sell 75% of the coins they take in, to illiquid entities which hold 75% of the coins they take in. This means supply is moving to entities with little history of selling. If this does start to decline, I will become bearish, but for now it's continuing a steady incline. Now, Clemente concludes that he is still bullish on Bitcoin despite the recent correction, but he's ready to change his stance once he sees key on-chain metrics print clear bearish signals, as he shares here. In conclusion, if we are indeed in a bull market, the asymmetry is very skewed to the upside right now, and validation would be starting to close below 53,000 for several days, seeing SOPR breaking below and failing to retake one from the underside, as well as starting to see illiquid supply shock rolling over. So there you have it. And now checking out the latest predictions from CEO of Celsius Network, Alex Mashinsky. Someone asked him, do you think Bitcoin will reach 98,000 this year? He responded, $140,000 to $160,000 blow off top before end of Q2 2022. And checking out the latest from one of my favorite crypto analysts, Tech Dev, he updated this chart and said, updated and revised Bitcoin golden roadmap, the 1970s gold fractal now precisely aligned and anchored to both local high and low. Only December/January affected, with model extended to first half of February, September 43 to 58,000, check, October 53 to 67,000, check, November 58 to 90,000, December 70 to 110,000, January 110 to 170,000, and February first half, $180,000 to $280,000 Bitcoin price. And he also shares here, mid-December to end January with a $230,000 top remains my base case. Obviously, the earlier side of that window looks less likely. I couldn't care less if it's right. I've seen compelling work suggesting a top from mid-December to mid-March with targets from $120,000 to $260,000. And he also shares here, models are useful confluence. Tracking multiple is recommended so a new leader can emerge if your front runner is invalidated. My highest priority remains identifying the top through indicators whenever and wherever it comes. As you can see here in this chart showing the similarities between the 2011, 2013, and 2017 bull runs compared to that of this year in 2021. And checking out the latest prediction from Mikhail Vendepop, he wrote, top of the bull around $250,000 in 2022, bottom of the bear around 60,000 in 2023. And checking out the latest chart from Plan B he shared this morning, Bitcoin has better risk-adjusted returns than all other assets. That's right, including Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google, you name it. And I shared this poll recently on crypto Twitter, December Bitcoin monthly close prediction, and I had 295 votes, and 31.9% of you said between $70,000 and $89,000. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Vegan Warrior wrote, I love when greedy people are humbled by BTC. Me too. Cheers to that, fam. And our next feature comment comes from Bruno Raber, who wrote, JV, we need to stop giving Peter Schiff any credence as he has no credibility. He is simply attempting to remain relevant. Bitcoin to the moon. Keep up the great work. JV, facts, fam. Couldn't agree more. BTC Q4 moon time. Let's go. Now for our third and final feature comment of the day comes from Nathan Fitzsimmons, who wrote, the market is right in the middle of trends, but wrong at the extremes. We are going to rock it up in the next 6 weeks. I feel it too, Nathan. Q4, watch out. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC. And let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.